Wow, lots of great people on the line, and I know Dani has a great call ready for all of you, and I think she's on the line now. Dani, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me okay, Carrie?
Can hear you perfectly,
hello?
Yes.
Hello? Ah, okay, awesome. Thank you. All right, well, hello, everybody. So glad to be here with you guys. Excited about us rolling up our sleeves today and beginning to work in a direction that is really, really important. To be able to get to the bottom line of growing your income and doing the more important things, which is changing people's lives, because without us becoming effective closers, we are changing no one's life. That's the bottom line. And what does it mean to become an effective closer? It's simply leading somebody down a path to where they can make their own decision. It's not you making the decision for them, but it clearly is you helping them to make a decision. And meaning that you're going to ask them a series of questions so they can decide for themselves as to whether or not they want to engage in a more committed relationship with Young Living, specifically with Young Living, most importantly, with you. And that's what it really comes down to, is it's really not even so much about Young Living. It really is about whether or not they're going to work with you. And you're going to be, through that prospecting class that we had our first 2 days ago, in that initial conversation there, it was about you being able to get that initial conversation going, learning to form. Again, I was really excited after I ended that call because I see so much room for amazing growth. Guys, I'm not kidding you. If you guys are even a part of the 1,000 people that I have a goal to help become professional prospectors and closers, do you have any idea what's going to happen to people's income inside of Young Living this year? I mean, there's going to be many, many people going from nothing to six figures rather quickly. And then, of course, millionaires are going to be created out of that as well. And so what I want to do for the first 10 minutes right now is I want to just give you a couple house cleaning items. I also, because we're all on the same, because we're both doing both classes together, I want to hear from some of you. Let's take about 5-10 minutes to have you speak out about one thing that you've already implemented, what you've already seen as improvement. Again, I mean, we just had our first class on Tuesday. It is now Thursday, so really you had 1.5 days to actually do something with it. So I want to hear about what you did, not what you're thinking about, none of that stuff. Just what did you do that has made an improvement already this quickly? Because we've already had our first class, so you should have implemented something. And I want to know what has been implemented. And that, to me, in itself, the fact that you're implementing, that is huge. There's a conversation we're going to be having every time we get together, and it's a conversation about really logging your progress. Your progress is a very important thing to focus on. What do I mean by that? How games are won is by progressing each game at a time. It's not about practicing, and then entering the game and hoping that you're good. No, it's about actually progressing one little skill set at a time, getting really, really good at that one skill set before you move yourself forward. And not before, but as you're moving yourself forward. So it's a both and. And so I want to tell you a quick, give you an analogy. Imagine that there's a farmer, and the farmer has bought a plot of land. He bought all the best equipment. He has bought the best seed he could find, of course, non-GMO, of course, heirloom seed, organic seed that all of us care about on this particular call, me especially. I'm very passionate about that. And so when that farmer now, and again, he made all the qualifications for an organic farm, okay? And so he's got the land, he's got the right equipment, he's got the alternatives to using pesticides, he's not going to use them, he's got the right seed, right? He's hired the right people, and he goes in, or she goes in, to plant that field. Her and the workers go in, they till the soil, they get it ready, they prepare it, they make sure it's mineral rich, it's nice, it's warm, it's gorgeous, it's like almost black, you know what I'm saying? It's really rich. And the seed gets planted, the beautiful seed gets planted. And a week later, she and he come into the field. And they look out into the field, and they see a bunch of tiny, little, vulnerable very weakling looking sprouts. They look and they say, they put their hands on their hips and they say, is that all I got? Out of all of that work, I put up with people not showing up to work. I paid the most money. I bought the most expensive seed. I bought the biggest and most expensive land and dirt and the topsoil that I brought in, the irrigation that I set up, the equipment I had to buy, all of this stuff that I did. And this is the only result I see, a field full of these tiny little weak, suck, vulnerable, weakling, skinny, little nothings. Stomps on a couple of them, turns around, walks away, and says, fooey with this. It's way too expensive. It's way too much work. It's not going to work. It's not for me. It's going to take too long. That's exactly what network marketers and Young Living do, as well as network marketers all over the world. And it's exactly what I did in the very beginning of my career, and it is why I failed the first 6 months. I didn't know to pay attention to what a sprout was. You see, that little tiny sprout, it can be scorched by the sun. There could be, of course, the spring rains that come that drown that little sprout. It's not strong enough to stand on its own. And so, therefore, it ends up just buckling under the pressure of the rain or the pressure of the heat. Not to mention the weeds that are growing at the same exact time as that sprout. And so what an amateur networker does versus a smarter networker, the amateur networker stomps on their sprouts, turns around and abandons their field, says, forget it, I quit, I'm out of here. But the professional smarter networker, that smarter networker understands that a sprout has everything inside of it that if we feed it encouragement, if we pay attention to it, then it will grow. But if it is neglected, like the first example of the unprofessional networker, that unprofessional networker is too impatient. They don't understand that there is a season to protect and that that sprout is proof that a full crop is coming. But the smarter networker, the professional networker, they see clearly that, wow, this is good. This will work, and I will protect this. And how do we protect our sprout? You're going to speak life into that sprout. You're going to recognize that it is there and be mindful to protect it and keep planting in another field. You've got to recognize the improvements and the progress. You see, that's what a sprout represents. It represents progress. And so progress has already been made in your business. Let me tell you where it's at. You entered into both of these classes. That's massive progress. You did not do that 6 months ago. You didn't do that a year ago. You didn't even think that you needed to do it. In fact, one of the biggest mindsets that I really put a lot of attention on last Tuesday was the lottery mentality. All of you need to read the book and listen to the audios, Spirit-Driven Success. The poverty mentality is waiting for success. The one that creates wealth for themselves and others is the one that understands the law of promotion that says that if you can be faithful with a little, you'll be made ruler over much, versus he who chases a fantasy has poverty waiting for him. And so oftentimes when we have leadership at the top who has had all of their success, they have forgotten the work that it actually takes to build it, and they no longer talk about that work, but they simply just sell how easy it is. No, there is work. There's work working on yourself. There's work in moving past rejection. There's work in getting consistent with your delivery and your presentation skills. There is work using Instant Customer Goldmine, because it is a goldmine, and you guys have the best possible business in the industry to build a client base that sticks with you. Look, I bought Young Living 18 years ago in a health food store, and I'm still using Young Living's products. I bought Thieves for my son, and there's thieves still in my house. Why? Because you guys have a phenomenal product, and you have a product that creates a loyalty with it. And again, I bought it at a health food store, right? So there wasn't even a person necessarily attached to that particular product. So what I'm saying is that you've got to recognize the progress that you're making. You got to learn how to identify the progress that you're making, because we can get so impatient and we can be so focused on what isn't happening that we end up ignoring our sprouts. We end up ignoring the progress in which we are making versus feeding our progress and continuing on. So let me give you an example of how that applies to what you're doing with your Young Living business. First of all, okay, let's say that you stepped up your dials. You got that message loud and clear, right? And that very first call, I was blown away about how many people are not talking to people. That's a great way to fail in the most powerful business model on the planet. You did not get started to fail. You heard that message loud and clear. You realized on that call that you needed to step up your game and your commitment level. That are you going to play this to win, or are you here to lose? Are you here because you bought a lottery ticket and that lottery ticket cost you $2,000 plus going to First Steps, another $1,500 with your travel expenses and the fee to get in, plus another $500, $600 to be a part of this class? You put in all this money and yet you're not doing the work. So you're committed to pay, but are you committed to work? You heard that message loud and clear. You're here to play to win. So you took the steps to play to win by going to First Steps, getting your package with Young Living, registering for this class, all of that. You got your jersey, you got your ball. Now it's time to play. And if we're not shooting in terms of basketball, if you will, if you're not shooting that ball, you are definitely not going to make a point, let alone two, let alone 50. So you can't win unless you're shooting it. And what does shooting mean? You're actually dialing. You're actually communicating with people, whether you're communicating on Facebook in a, again, a sequential way that is duplicatable, a sequential way of bringing them to a presentation that is totally duplicatable, bringing them to a home presentation where Instant Customer Goldmine goes through the entire way to do a professional presentation in someone's home, exactly how to draw referrals from that presentation, exactly how before you leave that presentation to get five or six other people to book their first presentation. How do you build that referral base to where you have 100 new customers inside of one single month because once a week you did a home presentation? And I'm not exaggerating. There's no reason why every week, 2 to 3 times a week, you can't be in somebody's home if you're using professionally, using everything that we talk about in Instant Customer Goldmine, that, whoa, you now have created a fire of customers. You now have created an income for each person that you're doing those home presentations for. And so it's not even about the presentation, but it's the setup for the presentation. It's the sequence of how the presentation is actually done. So that's between Instant Customer Goldmine and Presentation Secrets. These are powerful tools that I use to build millions of dollars in revenue on a part-time 20-hour week basis. And to be honest with you, what was better than working 20 hours a week and what was better than making money was the fun of doing it, the fun of being in those people's homes, the fun of actually following the sequential way of building the business, the fun of developing other people that every single month I had 5 and 10, sometimes even 20 other people that I left behind that were doing presentations every single week, 2 to 3 presentations a week. So are you with me? So my month of January would end, and I duplicated my efforts. So when I started February, I'd have 20 people doing 2 to 3 presentations that were brand new. We're talking brand new, 20 to 30 brand new people that just got started in January that are now doing 2 to 3 home presentations every single week in February. And what am I doing in February? I'm recruiting a whole new group of people in February. I've got a whole new business of people that I'm in a whole new set of homes. I'm not in the same homes I was in January. Hell no. The process is simple. And what a lot of people do is they make a mistake by going to the same homes, going to the same people. No. You don't duplicate if you're standing in their way. So here it is. Here's January. So I have 20 to 30 brand new people. And again, I recruited 50 to 60. Okay. All through presentations, by the way, and all through warm market and lukewarm market, by the way. Built the largest sales organization ever in the history of that company. That company still has not done what we did when we did it. Still haven't. They haven't figured out how to do it. So here it is. So January, I had 20 to 30 people who were workers. That meant I had 30 to 40 non-workers, people that just, you know, did a presentation here and there, a few people that you know, played around with the business, a few people that just reordered. Do you understand? Out of 60 that I would recruit, okay, 20 to 30 are actually doing 2 to 3 presentations per week. So now it's January. My same 20, my January 20 to 30 are doing 2 to 3 presentations every single week for that month of February. I am also recruiting brand new people. I'm in brand new people's houses doing brand new fresh presentations, not the houses of the 20 to 30, but a brand new people that I now have met through the prospecting that we were talking about 2 days ago. Okay, so now I'm developing another 20 to 30 people in the month of February. I'm going to recruit 60 total, right, through a few. I'm going to recruit a few and drive it deep. I'm going to find out who they know. I'm going to get into their homes using Instant Customer Goldmine, using presentation skills, okay, using Insider Secrets, by the way, that also is absolutely set up for Young Living people. Okay, Insider Secrets, Presentation Success Skills, Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. Oh my gosh, this is, first of all of what I'm telling you is biblical. It's how the gospel was spread, exactly how the gospel was spread. So everything inside of these four different training series that I'm talking about, okay? So Instant Customer Goldmine, Expose, Involve, and Upgrade, Presentation Success System, Insider Secrets, okay? These four things I used, that was the plan, that's the blueprint for the business. So February, I'm going to recruit another 60, all through lukewarm and warm market. I'm going to be doing 2 to 3 presentations every single week. I'm working 20 hours a week. I'm working part-time. So much fun to do this. So much fun to be meeting these people. So much fun to be training up. So much fun to be duplicating the efforts. So much fun when I'm getting phone calls from the people in January who made $1,000, $2,000 their first month. There's nothing like that. So exciting when I've got, now it's February, so now I have 40 to 60 people doing 2 to 3 business presentations in the home every single week. Okay, so that's by the end of February. So I close February with, 40 to 60 people who are doing 2 to 3 presentations when? In March. So now I start March with 40 to 60. I'm recruiting another 20 to 30 that will be duplicating the efforts and doing, 2 to 3 presentations a week. Can you see the dynamic here? So now by the end of March, what do I have? I have 60 to 80 people working part-time, doing 2 to 3 home parties every single week. People have also said, how in the world did you make $250,000 your first year? I just showed you. It's about duplication. That's what it's about. So you write this down. These are things that you need to be studying. Instant Customer Goldmine. Presentation Success Skills, Expose, Involve, and Upgrade, and Insider Secrets. These four things are your entire powerhouse million-dollar build-your-business part-time hours. You follow those formulas that are inside of those four systems, done. You're so done. And guess what? You're not going to carry the stress of being the motivator of your sales force. Each one of those people motivate themselves. You see, there's no motivation issues if people are working. There's motivation issues when people stop working. I'm going to say that again. There's no motivation issues when people are working. It's when people stop working that there is a motivational issue. Because when people know exactly what to do and they got the track to run on, they're making money every single week. And if they're making money every single week, things are beginning to change in their family. Things are beginning to change with their bills. They're being able to pay off some debt. They're being able to breathe a little bit. The excitement of seeing a check every week or every 2 weeks or every month, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like signing up your first person. Nothing like signing up your first person. So what I'm telling you right here, right now, is that your business model from a retail perspective, the home presentations are absolute gasoline on a fire, and the thing will blow up. So let's keep going. Now I'm in March, right? So now March, I have 60 to 80 people doing 2 to 3 presentations every single week. And what else do I have? I have double that number that is not doing presentations, but they're talking to a few people here and there about the product, talking to a few here and there about the business. They're not serious, but they're talking. And I have some that are just using. So we're talking about this way. This is hundreds of people. So by the time April comes around, what do I have? I have over 100 to 120. And mind you, we haven't even done the numbers of the duplication that happened with my original 20 to 30 in January. So that's how you build momentum, is by not standing in people's ways, by not going back and repeating a presentation to the same people. Inside of Insider Secrets, you're going to learn about a three-meeting plan. What do I do with my new person when I'm getting started? That entire plan is inside of Insider Secrets. Expose, involve, and upgrade. Presentation, success skills, and instant customer goldmine. Okay, that whole system to powerfully have you set up to building momentum is right at your fingertips. Right at your fingertips, right at your fingertips. So that's what we're going to do this year. We are going to develop people to know how to build professionally like that. We are going to show, we're going to develop, not show, we're going to develop. Okay, so I started yesterday, Tuesday's call with Do Not Fear. Do not let your hands be weak. Okay, that was straight from the Bible. We talked about humiliation, embarrassment, and breaking through, and it's part of learning. We talked about dials and making them. If we're not making dials, there's no, you can't close anybody. Okay, if you're not making contacts with people, you can't close anybody. Okay, we are working on you becoming a smarter professional networker versus an amateur networker. So you had, you know, more than, you had 36 hours from the last time I saw you. No, we've had 48 hours since the last time I talked to you. And so in those 48 hours, what I want to know is, what have you improved? What is your sprout? I want you to write down three sprouts right now. I want you to write them down. What are the three areas that I made improvements in so far? And every week in your homework, which you're going to get your homework reminder email, that's going to come to you February 2nd, Friday, February 2nd at 12 p.m. So put a reminder in your phone, make an appointment, check my email at 12 p.m. Central, okay, February 2nd, which is tomorrow. You're going to get your homework assignment. You're going to get your homework that you're, so that you're going to report your homework back to me, and that homework has to be turned in, listen carefully, Sunday, February the 4th, before midnight. And by the way, just to reiterate, friend, you paid good money to be in this class. You can make 10 times the money if you choose to pay attention and follow directions. So do not be sharing logins to this class. I better not be on a speakerphone where you are having other people who did not pay for this class in your house listening. That is unethical and it is wrong, and that will duplicate inside of your sales organization. That also shows you that you are an enabler to your people. You are enabling them. You are not helping them. You are hurting their development. You're hurting their skill development. You're hurting their leadership development, and you are teaching them to steal. You are teaching them to take advantage of somebody, and that is not appropriate leadership. So if they're supposed to be in this class, they get in this class. They get on their own phone, and they pay attention. Okay? You are not to share the MP3s of this class with anyone, and this is an honor system. And I promise you that what you hand out will come back to you. So if you're taking these MP3s and you're sharing it with your team, that is unethical. It is dishonoring this relationship between you and me, and dishonor is what you are going to reap from your sales force. It's time to step up your game and allow your people to step up their game, and you tell them you need to be in this class. Turn off all distractions. You should not be on Facebook right now. You should not be in a chat right now. Your computer should not be open right now. If you've got numbers that you've tracked, print them out. Have them on a piece of paper in front of you. Turn off all forms of distraction, TV, chat rooms. You did not spend $600 to learn how to become a professional and act like a seventh grader. So all of that needs to be off. You are deadly serious. I am too. Let's not waste each other's time. You were told that you need to listen to the MP3s of this class. That's part of your homework every day. You're gonna hear, there's another MP3 that is being created right this minute. This class is going to be another 2-hour MP3. You're going to listen to this every day. So that means there's 4 hours of listening. You're like, what? How am I going to do it? Just press play and quit your whining. You're going to get this in you so good, and you're going to become such a professional. You're going to be such an enlightened person. You're not going to feel stupid anymore. You're not going to feel like an idiot anymore. You're not going to feel like most people feel who are not committed and are being lazy with the most powerful business model on the planet. You're called to this, friend. You're the cream off the top. It's time to act like it. And this is what champions do. So play this business like a champion plays the Olympics. So if you didn't get your MP3, listen carefully. It came free with your pro membership. So if you're a pro member at smarternetworker.com, the MP3 was included for this class for you. Even though I don't think it should be, you should have paid for it. But and that's going to change moving forward. But if you're a pro member, the MP3 comes in it. So if you don't know what a pro member is, it's access to a whole bunch of other training that's available for you, because you're always going to need to be trained, always and forever. You're always going to need to be coached, always and forever. If you want success, that's what it takes. So smarternetworker.com, all pro members have the MP3. It's located in your account manager. If you are not a pro member, if you're not sure if you're a pro member, all you have to do is call our office, 866-760-8255, or email us at support@dannyjohnson.com. Again, support@dannyjohnson.com. Our team is ready to help you get your pro membership, which means you're getting your MP3, and they are ready to help you by answering the question, am I a pro member or not, or just email us, and we'll get you that information immediately. So email us at support@dannyjohnson.com or call the office, 866-760-8255. Okay? All right, so let's take 10 minutes. I want to hear from you. What sprouts? You wrote down 3 sprouts. Give me one sprout. So all I want you to do is press number 1. Carrie then is going to open up your line, and you're just going to share your sprout. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you what a sprout actually is. It looks like this. I made more dials. That's a sprout. Let me tell you what it means to stomp on your sprout. I made more dials, but I haven't signed up anybody yet. You just killed your sprout. You focus on the progress, because if you're making more dials, the facts are eventually you're going to sign more people up, because you are doing the very most important activity that it takes to actually get someone to sign up. You're actually showing up to work. Okay? So a sprout, I did 3 presentations. Awesome. That's a sprout. How you crushed the sprout? I did 3 presentations, but nobody joined. You crushed your sprout. Okay? I read the script. That's a sprout. Okay? I read the script, but nobody signed up. You killed your sprout. Totally crushed it. You flooded it with water, or you scorched it with heat. You have to protect the sprout. Okay? So let's go ahead and take the first one. Press number 1 if you want to share your sprout.
Okay, first up is Julie Staub. Your line's open, Julie.
Hi, Julie. Julie doesn't know her line is open. Julie, we can hear noise in the background, honey.
Yeah.
Hello, Julie. All right, let go, Carrie. We can't waste time. Who's next?
Okay. Next up, Rebecca Halton. Your line's open, Rebecca.
Hey, 3 sprouts, 35 dials. 32 of those were paid leads, 1 presentation via FaceTime, and we started a flyer campaign.
Awesome. Good job. And by the way, perfect delivery and feeding your sprouts, nourishing your sprouts. You did a great job. Who's next?
Next up is Alda Alvarado. Your line's open.
Okay, I experienced authentic leadership role. Progressed and pushed through the change to change people's life, looking for quality team members.
Okay, I want to help you with your sprouts on this, because I'm watching this throughout the entire team that's here, is we have a tendency here inside of this organization to pay attention to a lot of things that are intangible. Okay, so when you say that you experience leadership, authentic leadership, what are you referring to?
I was used to, like you were saying, motivate others, but now I'm letting them motivate themselves through this opportunity.
Okay. So, again, that's more intangible.
Okay.
The tangible that I'm looking for and the things that you want to focus on is, what did we talk about last Tuesday? We talked about dials. We talked about reading a script. We talked about doing presentations, right? We talked about building the business. So tell me what you used from that class that you produced a result with.
Read the script.
Good job. to a real prospect?
Yes. I had four calls, sent through a presentation, and did one voicemail.
There you go. So do you see what I mean? That's staying focused on the task that actually builds the business. We get distracted with our existing distributors. We like to sit and chat and talk and dream and think about and sit and chat and dream and talk about and think about. You know what I mean? None of that makes anybody money.
Okay.
Talking to our existing team doesn't make us any money. We're looking for the brand new breed of distributors that are coming into your business this year. That's what you're looking for. All right, so you got it. So, and that's where you need to be tracking your sprouts each week. Like, hold on, am I doing the daily activities that need to be done, or am I still completely distracted with my existing people?
Okay.
Okay. So you read the script four times. You did what?
Sent three presentations. And did one voicemail.
Awesome job. All right. So is that an improvement over Monday?
Yes.
Okay. All that other stuff, this leadership stuff, this intangible stuff, doesn't make anyone money. Okay? We're going to stay focused on actually what makes people money. And it's going to be fun and exciting. You just see. Okay. Carrie, who's next?
Okay. Next up is Kelly Garner. Your line's open, Kelly.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
I made calls, which I've been terrified to do.
How many?
I made eight and spoke to four.
Nice.
Spoke about the business instead of just the oil. And I met with a client that's using the product about the business last night.
Nice. So did you do a presentation?
I didn't do a presentation. I spent time here. Well, this is for a different time, but I spent time forming, getting to know her, talking, and then went into the business. And I told Tammy Zapier this yesterday. I can inspire. I just can't close people.
No, that's because you're not doing a presentation. You're not doing a presentation. There is no close if there is no presentation. No. Just listen to me, Kelly. Don't defend yourself. Listen to me now. If there is no close if there is no presentation. So getting together with an existing customer and forming them without a structured presentation does not result in a close. So you're actually not inspiring anyone. Let me tell you something. What is inspiration?
I mean, I would look at it as someone, and this might be a different definition, but looking at someone and they just want to be a part of what you're doing.
Okay, but if they do not get started, did you really inspire them?
No.
There you go. So all you did was encourage them. Inspiration produces a result. What follows inspiration is action. Period.
Okay. Yep.
Got it? It's just the same thing like on Tuesday. It's like, oh, my leaders. Like, wait a second. We like these terms. But do we really know what the term means? Do we really know what it actually is and does? A leader produces results, and the people they're leading produces results.
And apparently that's what I think at, but I want it.
So we're not inspiring squat. We're just sitting having a fun conversation. Every person we close, we inspired.
Yep.
Understood?
And I don't know how to do that, but I'm going to fix it.
Oh, you're in this class to fix it. You will fix it.
Heck yeah.
Okay?
Heck
so
yeah, baby.
Awesome job on those eight calls. Awesome job speaking to four. Awesome job getting face-to-face with somebody. Perfect. I love it. right? All of that is progress in the right direction. Is that better than what you did on Monday and last week?
Leaps and bounds.
Leaps and bounds.
How many people did you talk to last week and the whole week? How many calls had you made?
I was scared. I didn't make any.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And what about the week before?
Same thing. I'm telling you. It's been terrible.
No, it's not. This is progress.
Yes. I mean, now
did you? Exactly. So you see, that is progress. Now, what you think about this? What if you had 100 of your own salespeople in this class that finally just picked up the phone for the first time and did what you did? What if within the first 30? No, you wouldn't. Look, if you had 100 of your people inside of this class right now, and they were 100 just like you who never picked up the phone, who never talked to anyone, who didn't get face to face, right? For the last 2 weeks, they didn't do anything. So then all of a sudden, within 24 hours of being a part of this class, they made 8 calls. How many dials would have been done for your sales organization? 8 times 100. 8 times 100. What's the number?
800.
800 calls would have been made. And if only half turned into a conversation, how many conversations would have been done on behalf of your sales organization?
400.
400 conversations versus 2 weeks before there were 0 conversations. And if everyone did what you did and they got together with one face-to-face person, how many face-to-face conversations would have happened?
I don't know.
100. 100. You have 100 people in the class. 100 people in the class. 100 face-to-face conversations. Do you see how fast and simple this is?
Yes, I do.
Everything you do will duplicate, and everything you don't do will duplicate. So your sales organization needs to be in the class, because look what you just did. You just took action without taking action before.
Yeah.
This class produces and puts people to work, just as we just heard. Rebecca with 35 dials. Aldo with 4 conversations. Understand?
Yep.
It's so simple. Exactly right. It's so simple. Okay, who's next?
Next up is Renee Granger. Your line's open, Renee.
Hey, Renee.
Hi. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Give me those sprouts.
I sent a sympathy card to a prospect because her father-in-law died. I texted somebody I've been that's a prospect and connected a little bit with her. I went to bed listening to the MP3, and then I woke up and wrote my why.
Okay.
And I set up my flyer system.
What is your flyer system?
The flyer system, through prospecting.
Oh, you're saying to, flyers. These are flyers.
Flyers. Yeah.
Oh, F-I, if it, can you spell it for me?
F-L-Y-E-R-S.
Perfect. Okay, that's what I thought you said. Okay, cool. All right, this is movement in the right direction. I want you on the phone today.
Yes.
Today. This is all good movement in the right direction, but let's speed it up a little bit. Let's get on the court and get the ball in our hand. Okay?
Yes.
Good job. Okay, who's next?
Next up is Cindy Young. Cindy, your line's open.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. Get going, girl. Give it to me.
Okay. I set my work hours. I booked the nanny, and I made dials for 5 hours using the script yesterday.
Woo! Wow. So you did dials for 5 hours yesterday.
I did, but yes, ma'am, I did.
Good job. How many conversations were you able to have in those 5 hours?
I had, I made 6 dials. I talked to 3 people. I'm set.
Whoa, wait a second. Wait a second. You said that you dialed for 5 hours.
I did. I need to work.
Hold on.
Hold on.
If you dialed for 5 hours, let me give this to you, okay? Here's your guide. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here you go. This is for everybody. Listen carefully. The way to manage your time for your business specifically is that 80% of your time is spent in dialing new prospects. It's going after new prospects, okay? It's prospecting. 80% of the time is in prospecting. 19% of the time is training, and it's usually training the new prospect. It's not becoming a trainer for them. It's the three-meeting plan that we talk about in those 4 systems that I told you about. 1% of your time in problem solving, okay? So so if you're working 10 hours a week, it's 8 hours of prospecting, 1 hour and 54 minutes in training, 6 minutes of problem solving. So with a 10-hour work week, it's 230 dials. So you said that you dialed for 5 hours.
I know, yes. And
so wait, hold on. So how many dials would that be? That would be at least 150, 180 dials.
Right.
Hold on 1 second. I can figure this out. Hold on. I'm sorry, I'm a number cruncher. So 230 divided by 8 gives me 28 dials, 29 dials a minute. I mean, 29 dials an hour.
Whoa.
So 29 times 5, yep, 29 times 5 is 145.
Okay.
Yep,
I talked 45
dials.
Minutes to 2 clients.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
yeah.
So, no, these conversations, and I'll give you the grace on that, are 10-minute long conversations max.
Okay.
Max 10 minutes. Should be 5 to 7. If it's warm market conversations, all the warm market scripts are really short. So those are about 7 minute, 5 to 7 minute conversations. Now again, your prospect is looking at what you're doing, deciding whether or not they want to do it. They don't have 45 minutes to sit and chat on the phone. No one has 45 minutes. No one has 45 minutes to sit around and just either gossip or chit chat or have an endless, mindless conversation. So that initial contact, right, is 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
5 to 10 minutes.
I did.
So let's focus on. Hold on. So you did 6 dials. You did 6 dials. That's
yes,
what we're going to say. Because you actually didn't dial for 5 hours. You talked for 5 hours. You didn't dial for 5 hours. Okay, so you did
Correct.
6 dials.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of the 6 dials, what happened?
I sent one to a presentation that day and then called her back, followed up, and closed.
So you closed the one.
Then,
okay, now look at me. Look at me. Time out, Cindy.
Yeah.
So if you actually look at your numbers, 6 dials, 1 goes to a presentation. I'm so glad. And by the way, guess why you didn't have all 6 go to a presentation?
Well, 2 more are scheduled. They just are scheduled Hold it.
You realize that all 6 could have went to a presentation yesterday?
Well, 3 didn't answer. But yeah.
Okay. So you actually had 3 conversations.
Yes, ma'am. I had 3 conversations.
Okay, this is awesome. You only had 3 conversations in 5 solid hours.
Yes.
Wow.
But in the follow-up, I did email to try to send that presentation that I was sending them and then what the information
I know, I want you to stop.
So
stop. Honey, Cindy, stop. Stop. Listen to me, okay? I'm trying to get your mind focused on the activity that actually makes money and actually changes lives.
Okay.
It's a really simple process. So you did 6 dials. You had 3 conversations in 5 hours. This is time management that needs to be shored up, right? The time management needs to be cleaned up. So I want you to look at this. So in three conversations, you're able to close one person. You're able to do one presentation and close one person. Now let's look at those 5 hours, right? Okay, now look at this. So six styles, three conversations, one presentation, one close. Phenomenal day. But guess how long you could have done it in?
If I'm supposed to be doing 29 dials an hour, I could have done it in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, if you had three conversations, right? Those are three 5 to 10 minute conversations.
Okay. So that's 30
three,
minutes.
Three. 5 to 10 minute conversations, right? So you had three. So that's 30 minutes. Right there.
And then the follow-up.
With three conversations.
What?
Same. 10 minutes, 10 minutes max.
Okay.
Max.
So 40 minutes worth of,
And then the presentation was how long?
I just sent them actually to our business video that Young Living has.
Oh, which means that didn't take you any time at all.
Correct.
That's the most efficient and scalable part of your plan. Amazing.
I know.
It's awesome. Okay, so look. So that means so look at this. How long does it take to make a dial?
Just to make a dial? Like 5 seconds to make a dial.
Mm. You're so right. You are so right. So you have the other three that didn't answer. So we have 5 seconds times three, which is 15 seconds. Let's just make it a minute. So we're at a total of 41 minutes.
Right.
We have 30 minutes for the conversations. We have no minutes for the presentation. We have a 10-minute follow-up close and 5 seconds for each one of those dials. So look at this. So in 41 minutes, dang, versus 5 hours.
Right.
So what does this mean? Wow. So if you literally just stuck to the system, right? And worked as a professional, smarter networker, which is why you're in this class, which is why you're a First Steps graduate, which is why you're attending, which is why you're following for a whole year of your life, which is why you're going to devour everything that is available for you to devour. Do you have any idea how much money your people and you are going to make this year? Let's just look at it. There is 41 minutes. Wow. Just look at this. This is crazy. Will you look at this? This is nuts. You see, business is just simple math. All right, so for every 41 minutes, right? So let's see, 5 hours times 60 minutes equals 300 minutes. Divided by 41 equals, seven. Seven, that means that you would have closed seven people in the same 5 hours.
Seven people. Okay, that's my goal.
In 5 hours. Do you hear me? That's just based on your current numbers.
That would rock my entire team, for sure.
Do you see that? Okay, again.
Yeah, that's amazing.
In 5 hours times 60 minutes, right? 5 times 60 is 300 minutes.
Right.
Divided by 41 minutes equals 7.32.
Yeah.
You close one every 41 minutes.
And if you do that every week, that's 28 people a month.
And that's not even the best of my students. The best to beat is 150 customers in a single month, 150 distributors in a single month. You just found out how he did it. He only worked 25 hours a week. And that's because he was focused. That's what focused us.
Okay.
That's duplicatable, by the way. A 10 minute conversation is duplicatable. You didn't take, you had 3 hours. Hold on. No, you weren't even on the phone. Let's see. So 5 hours is 300 minutes. That means that you divided by three, you spent 100 minutes average per phone call.
Yes, but somebody was searching for the right script to use.
Stop. Don't you give me any excuses. You talked a lot about yourself. You talked a lot about a bunch of junk that doesn't matter. So it was your average was 100 minutes per conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, so look at this.
So,
if you're running a business, by the way, businesses run like this. I mean, we track every single phone call that happens in our office. And we know exactly how much every person makes per minute on the phone.
Okay.
How much sales they're generating per month. Again, this is a real business.
Right.
So there you go, girl. You got some pretty cool numbers. 41 minutes. 41 minutes signing up one person. Can sign up 7 people in 5 hours. Wow. And it's duplicatable.
That's my goal.
Set 28 people in a month. All right, this is awesome. I love the examples that are coming up out of these sprouts. This is beautiful. All right, cool. I'm so excited about this.
Thank you.
I'm going to take one more, and then we're going to get into role-playing.
Okay, next up is going to be Ann Moore.
Go ahead, Ann.
I actually set business hours, which I had never done before. So that was good for me.
Don't squish your sprouts. I set business hours. Saying I never did it before, you just stomped on it.
Well, I set business hours, so that was a good thing.
Next.
And I contacted two people. And have set up presentations.
So two conversations, two presentations scheduled.
Yeah.
Is that better than Monday?
Yeah.
Is that better than last week?
All year.
I love it. I'm so proud of you. Okay, that's awesome. That's so awesome. I'm so proud of you. Now, next question. Are you sticking in your hours? Because it's been 36 hours. Are you sticking in your business hours? Okay, so that's another sprout.
Yeah.
You set your business hours and you stuck to it, okay?
Yeah.
How many hours are you working?
5 hours a week.
5 hours a week. Can you tell me why you're working 5 hours a week?
Because I wasn't working any before.
Do you have more than 5 hours you can be working your business?
Yes, I do.
How many hours do you have available to you to work your business? Girlfriend, quit sitting on your thumbs. It is time to go to work. Jada, listen to me, gorgeous. Listen to me. Just because other people are, you know, like, I only work 5 hours a month, it doesn't mean you should do that.
Right.
Let me tell you about this. When we don't have enough to do, we become very non-productive and demotivated. The other thing is on 5 hours a week, it's going to take you a long time to get good at this. So how long do you want it to take before you get good at this?
I want it to be short.
You want it to be short? Well, then you want to learn it. Meaning, the people that work 5 hours a week have a much longer learning curve.
Right.
The people who are working 20 hours a week, if that doesn't infringe on their family time, you know what I mean? If that's like totally feasible, those people are going to learn it, 4 times faster.
Okay.
Than the one that's only working 5 hours a week.
Right.
So I raised 5 kids, and I worked 20 hours a week.
I have
like
no
I worked, you know, I was nursing. I was pregnant. You know what I mean? And I still worked 20 hours a week.
Right.
I homeschooled, and I still worked 20 hours a week.
Right. No, I can do more,
no,
for
I
sure.
Can do more. What's the number?
How about 10?
Are you lazy?
Probably.
Let me ask you another question. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Not
if you're working 5 hours a week. You ain't hungry at all. You're in the lazy category.
Right.
So do you have a full-time job?
Yes, kind of, yes and no, because I work several jobs.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. I love you. How many hours a week total are you working between your jobs?
Probably, let me think here, 12 and 12, 24. Probably around 32.
32 hours a week. Do you have children at home?
No.
Oh, and
I know.
And
I know.
Do you have a man at home? Do you have a man at home?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he okay with you working 40 hours a week?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's all on me. It's me not doing it.
So do you want to be in business or not?
Yes, I do.
That's do you want to learn fast or slow?
Fast.
Then you're putting in 10 hours minimum. Let's set it at 10 hours a week. Okay. 10 hours a week. You got no kids at home. So my issue is, okay, what the hell are you doing at home after you're done with your 32 hours?
Listening to you.
Shut your mouth. You can still listen to me and work 20 hours a week.
Okay.
No joke. Okay. No, it's true. I wish
no,
I had
believe
my,
you.
My whole thing with
I
me.
I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I don't want you listening. I want you working and listening at the same time.
Okay.
All right. So you're putting in 10 hours a week.
Yeah.
Because, honey, are you watching TV with your husband at home at night? Be honest. Yes, you already gave me the answer. And more, you are a First Steps to Success graduate, and you hear me pound 98% with your cable TV, and you are sitting there on your butt watching that crap?
Yeah.
And do you want to be broke at 65?
No.
Ann, do you want to be financially independent?
Yeah.
Ann, do you want to be dead at 65?
No.
But what path are you on?
Yeah, that path.
You are. You're on the path of dead broke or dead at 65. That's the path you're on.
Yeah.
Get off that path. Yeah. You did not get started in this business to be on that path. You have a vision, woman. You got something you must do, woman. You want to change lives, woman. It's time to get in the game. 10 hours a week. Just because you hear somebody say they work 5 hours a week doesn't mean that's good for you. And it's not good for you. You just told me it's not good for you because you're sitting around watching TV. You're doing other things that don't matter. You're doing things that have no purpose.
Yeah.
And people who engage in activities that have no purpose become lazy and demotivated, and they have no vision.
Very true.
Very true.
That's not your calling on your life. You are called to change lives. You are called to set captives free. You are called to give people an opportunity. You are an ambassador of hope, truth, and opportunity.
Yeah.
The world is dying around you, especially your friends and family members who are living the same life you're living. Give them a way out.
Absolutely.
All right. Carrie, put Ann back in. I love you. Put Ann back in and let's get started, with some others. All right, first person I want to call up is where did she go? What page are you on? What happened? Where's number one? Wow. Good job, Danny. Oh, I'm writing on it. Cindy Brown. Cindy Brown. Press number one, Cindy, and say hello. Hello.
Danny, I don't see Cindy on the line. 1 second. Let me just double check. No Cindy Brown. I have Christy Brown and...
Okay. No worries. Next person is Katie Warner. Katie Warner.
I do have Katie. Katie, your line's open.
Hi. Thank you. Hello,
Danny.
Hi,
Carrie. Hi. Hey, Carrie. Carrie Manco, do you by chance have the, those first and last names of the lines that you opened up? Would you have by chance written them down or knew? I didn't write the last names down, but I wrote down all the first.
For the Sprouts?
Yes.
Yeah, I can get them to you.
Yeah, I can get them to you.
I need those. And actually, can you get those to Carrie Walters?
Yes.
Yes.
That
yes,
would
I'll
be
that
ideal.
Right away.
Yes, I'll do that right away.
Get those to her and just say that I worked with each one of those people. Okay. There's, she'll know what it's for. Okay, so now, Carrie, I'm all yours. Carrie, I see that you made 10 dials, and again, this is last week. You had 8 conversations. You had 20 people at a presentation. Can you please tell me how you did that super math?
Danny,
there,
this is Katie.
Katie. Katie, yes, Katie. So you did 10, sorry.
Katie
I apologize.
Warner.
Please forgive me.
Katie,
yes. Katie, so I see you had 10 dials. You had, you talked to 8 people, but you had 20 people in a presentation. How do you
yeah.
talk to 8 and have 20 in a presentation?
Well, we do a conference call, and we had about 37 on the conference call. Well, I invited them via text, but I didn't know if that counts as a dial. I wasn't sure what a dial means, so it was like text invites.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Well, time out. So a text invite, that sure, that can work. Let's track how well it's actually working. That's not making
okay.
an initial conversation, right? At all. And so you, if you want to tell me what your text message says, I mean, again, if we're just sending a text to somebody saying, anyway, I'll analyze what that text thing is. So, but hold on. So you actually had 8 phone conversations?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good job. And then the 20, so you said you had 37 on that call. Is it 20 or is it 37?
Yes. We had 37 on the call, but I was responsible for about 20 of them being on.
20 of them being on.
Okay. And the 20 that they were that were on, were these 20 brand new, fresh, personal invites from you directly?
They are existing members.
Oh, so these aren't even prospects.
That's right, Danny. They're not prospects.
Okay, cool. And so why are we doing a presentation to existing distributors already?
We're doing it once a month to give them product information and to keep them excited about how you can use the different products.
Oh, so that's actually just a follow-up conference call.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what that
right.
is. That's not a,
that makes sense.
That's not prospecting. That's yep. So what that is, that's a follow-up conference call. That's actually, yeah, that's simply just following up with your customers.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I
agree.
Yep,
sorry if
perfect.
I didn't answer the get the numbers right.
No, baby girl, you are totally fine. You're absolutely fine. I know this is all new. This business terminology is new to almost everybody inside this class. So again, I want you just imagine, right? We just had basketball tryouts. Some people's net. Remember, I don't know if you were you in San Diego.
No, my husband was.
No. Okay, well, your husband would be able to tell you this story where I talked about the basketball a lot. There's a lot of analogies about a team and building a team. So anyway, the point is that we're having basketball tryouts. When I first started in basketball, I was 6 years old. I didn't even know what a basketball was. I had not even seen one. Okay? So that's where a lot of this team that's on this call is. They're like, what's the lead? That's why I asked the question, what's the basketball? What does it look like? What color is it? You know, is it white? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's okay. It's where the team is right now. It's totally okay. All right.
Yes.
So now we have, and it's good that I know that this is what you guys do. So that is not prospecting new business at all.
Yes.
That would be,
okay.
That would fall into your time management structure that I gave you earlier, the 8 hours of prospecting if you're working 10 hours a week, right? The 19% of the time, would be that. So that follow-up call falls into the, you know, the follow-up with your customers, keeping them engaged, keeping them excited about the product, and trying to sell them more product. That would fall into the 19% of your time.
Okay.
Okay, because that's not prospecting. That's not prospecting new business. That is just maintaining and retaining the old business.
Sure.
Okay.
Danny, would you add,
Go ahead, baby.
Intro to the business at the end. So the end has a little business intro in it as well for about 15 minutes, 10 minutes.
Okay. And so that business invitation, again, these people are already in the business, right?
Well, most are just product users, and they're not doing the business.
Oh, hold on. No, but listen. No. That's not what I asked. Most are already distributors in the business, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So they are wholesale users, correct?
Yes. Yes, correct.
Okay. Which means that you gave away your profits by signing them up if they were never going to build a business. What you did is you gave them a discounted version of your product. Okay?
Correct.
Instead of charging them full retail, exactly. Instead of charging them full retail, you gave them the option of becoming a distributor so they could save money. But they're not doing anything with the business, which means why are they distributor? It's like someone buying a Costco membership and never going to Costco.
Sure.
So, yeah. So if you're going to retail product to someone, retail it to them. So if you're doing, if you guys are doing your monthly, customer call, and in that monthly customer call, you are adding a little piece, a little 15-minute invitation to turn your Young Living business into a business. That is actually prospecting old people. That is not prospecting new people.
Yes.
It's squeezing blood out of a turnip. Now, if you if you've had customers, right, that were not wholesale users, and you were giving them the business presentation, now that is fresh, new people that are being enrolled into your business. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Again, I'm just simply having, I'm having you learn to identify the different activities for the business. Okay? So that we can effectively grow it and we can do what's working and realize, oh, okay, that's an activity I'm missing. That's why it's not growing to where maybe it should be growing. Okay? So it sounds like this is a good thing. Well, not really, because you only closed one out of 20.
Right.
Make sense?
Right. And actually, they weren't on the call. They may have been on the call. That was a different call.
Right. Okay, so look at this. This is awesome. So, okay, cool. So of the eight, and I hope this is making sense to everybody, of the eight people that you talked to, how many of those eight went to a presentation?
One.
Okay.
Actually,
so one went to the presentation. Wait, go ahead.
Okay, if you mean presentation as in like something that they go to, not a phone conversation, I would say just one, yes.
This will be really simple, gorgeous. So you enrolled one person, right? You enrolled one.
Yes.
What did that one see? Did they see a presentation?
They did see a presentation.
Okay.
And I followed up with them, and they're also interested in the product and the business. And so we're getting things moving for February.
Okay, hold on. So you did not enroll this person?
I did not take the enroller for this person. I gave it to a leader.
Oh, my gosh. You're so cute.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on.
My leader did most of the work. I mean, she did a lot of the work. And it's a close friend,
what?
So I kind of helped finish it.
Okay.
And solidify
it. Hold on,
hold on. Hold on,
Was this one person that you reported to me that you enrolled, is this a person that was your prospect or someone else's prospect?
Someone else's prospect.
So that wasn't even your prospect?
No.
So that's a zero right there.
Okay.
Yeah. So when it comes to enrolling, it's your personal person that you prospected and a person you enrolled.
Okay.
Okay. By the way, Katie, I am so happy that I'm working with you right now. I am so happy. Because this, again, is going to clear up a lot of fog for everybody that's inside of this class. Now, I want to make sure that you understand that your husband doing that 15-minute business opportunity meeting at the end of the conference call is not a bad thing. But what you have to look at is your guys, how much time is it taking for you guys to do this call, to fill the call, and end up with nobody that enrolled?
I see.
So is that a profitable endeavor? Is that a profitable endeavor?
I don't know how to answer it, Danny. It's a total paradigm shift that we're making.
No, it's really, it's actually not. It's just on the numbers. So how long did it take you to do that call?
Probably 2 hours.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we have 2 hours. And then how long did it take you to invite the 20? You probably invited more than 20. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So how long did it take you to get those 20 people to show up?
Maybe an hour.
Okay. So we're at 3 hours. Okay. And then what process did you use to close the 20? Nothing. Your husband just ended
hoped
it.
That
and
they would be on the call.
Gotcha. So we had 3 hours of work, and it resulted in zero sales.
As far as I don't know. I'm not sure how to track what the results are, Danny, because if it inspires people to buy more products, then that's the point of it. But I don't know how to track that.
But if it didn't inspire, okay. So, do you have a way to see? So, your call ended, you know, at whatever date it ended, right?
Yeah.
You should be able to get into your back. You should be able to get into your back office to see if anyone placed an order, right? Do they call you to place an order, or do they go directly to Young Living to place an order?
Yeah, they do it directly online, Danny.
Okay. And so, do you not look to see if somebody has placed an order?
I do. I look all the time.
Okay. And so what I'm asking you is to look at, okay, see the hours it is that you're spending doing an activity. You know whether or not it works based on the results.
Okay.
We also know that if your husband's doing this 15-minute, if your husband's doing a 15-minute and 2 hours is way too long, first of all. People don't have 2 hours of time.
Okay.
I don't have 2 hours. If you invited me, you sent me a text and say, well, you spend 2 hours on a conference call with me, like, I'm sorry. I got lots of other things
to do.
It was one hour.
Sorry, Danny, it was 1 hour, but it took some time for me to prepare for it, so that's why I said 2 hours.
Okay, but still, even though, if you invited me to a one-hour conference call, I am too busy for that.
Okay.
And I would say that, in general, most people are too busy for that. So we want to shorten that presentation. People just don't have that kind of time. We're busy. Super busy. So shorten that thing down. People will appreciate that it's not taking that long. Not only that, that's a lot of time to absorb. So you could do a half an hour, 3 times a week if you wanted, if it is a profitable endeavor. So here's what you can go back and do. So you're right. So it took you a whole hour to prepare for it. So it's 3 hours of your time, and you don't know if there was any sales. You do know that no one signed up.
Right. I do. I don't remember anybody saying, hey, somebody was on, and then they signed up. You're correct.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which means you wasted 3 hours of your time. Do you want to waste time?
No, I don't.
Okay, so let me help you get this thing set up to where it is smooth, it is duplicatable. Let me ask you a question. How long do you think that you can waste 3 hours and not make any money from doing it before you would quit?
Probably a long time. Honestly.
Well, for me, Katie, my experience is you have about 30 days with a brand new distributor. But if they don't see results, they're going to quit.
Yes.
If they don't make money after being given the opportunity to make money, they're going to quit. And they'll end up just a product user, which is okay. When you listen to Expose, Involve, and Upgrade and Insider Secrets, and you start studying those things, you'll see that there is a place for those people.
Mm-hmm.
But your people, the ones you're signing up, the ones you're wanting to sign up, if they don't have a sure way to be able to make money, they're not going to make money. This is why, remember, we talked about on Tuesday, 94% of the distributors inside of your business make nothing. They make a dollar a month.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right.
Right.
Do you want to be selling an opportunity?
I do.
Do you want to be signing people up for an opportunity where they're only going to make a dollar a month?
Oh, no, not that.
No.
I mean, Dan.
And let me ask
Dan
you this.
For,
okay, do you want? Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead. Well, Danny, so it's yes and no. I mean, some people love the product, and that's great. But I do want to find people who want to do the business and to do it with them. But I know that most people are going to be what you call customers. Young Living still calls wholesale distributors. And most of
it's
us,
the same thing.
We grab. Same thing. We, right. Okay. Okay. That's good. Terminology is the same thing. Most of us grab and we kind of turn those users into distributors. So I'm having a hard time like making the transition with some of your language and the method and. It's hard. Even the script, Danny. I went through the whole script book. And it's for cold markets. Most of our people are warm markets. And the scripts don't seem to fit.
Okay. Now, Katie, there are a ton of warm market scripts in these script books. And guess what? You don't need a lot. Most of the script books are warm market. Most of them are warm.
Danny,
page 22.
Yeah.
Let's go here. Page 16 is cold market. So let's open up the script book.
Okay.
And guess what? You only need one warm market script. You don't need 20.
Okay, right.
Okay, you open up the script book.
I'm in the wrong book, I think. Let's see.
No. Actually, the supplemental script book has more warm market scripts than the first script book does.
Yeah. Okay, page 22. Yeah.
Okay, no, look. All right, so now we're on page 16. Page 16 is a cold market script. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that script ends on page 19. The voicemail script is for a cold voicemail. Page 21, this is a voicemail script for warm market or cold market.
Okay.
That actually could be just dialing phone numbers randomly. Okay, page 22 is our closing script. That is all warm market and cold market. Doesn't matter.
Okay,
page 23 is a warm market script. Page 24 is a warm market closing script and cold market closing script. Page 26 is a warm market script. Page 27 is a warm market script. Page 28, page 29, all the way 31.
Okay.
Page 32. There's more warm market scripts in both these script books than there are cold market scripts.
Okay. Okay.
What you've been looking for
is
something that fits you.
Yes.
You're looking for something that fits you.
You're
baby doll?
Yeah.
Honey?
Yeah.
Do you want a script that fits you, that duplicates your results, or do you want a script that duplicates a millionaire's results?
I'd like to duplicate a millionaire's results.
Right? So don't look for a script that fits you. Who wrote all these scripts? Who wrote all these scripts?
You did.
I did. A millionaire. Who has generated hundreds of millions of dollars through these scripts. And it cracks me up when other people write their own scripts. There's no need to. We have at least 20 warm market scripts in these books. Okay, if you go to the supplemental, the friend blown out of the water script, that's warm market. People you haven't talked to in years, that's warm market. People you're terrified to talk to, that's warm market. After leaving a seminar, that's warm market. Then additional warm market, 1, 2, 3. Referral script, 1 and 2. Do you see this? That's all warm market. In fact, all of these scripts in this supplemental are warm market.
Okay.
Every one
Danny,
of them.
Danny, thank you so much for that. The shift that I have to make, and I'm guessing that this is many other ladies on the call too, is we are used to signing people up to use the product. Period.
Yes.
I have rarely ever called people and used scripts where I am not talking about the product, but I'm talking about the business. It's a total shift, and it's not usually done in Young Living. So I feel like I'm having a hurricane inside of myself trying to make the change.
Yes,
it's,
but you don't
it's
have
really
to make
hard.
The change.
It's totally
not,
different.
No, listen to me. Listen to me. You're assuming I'm telling you to present the business. I didn't say present the business.
It sounds like it in the book.
Oh. Yeah. No.
I'm just trying to follow your direction.
I thought you were doing was a product. The presentation I thought you were talking about is a product presentation.
Right. Okay.
We're talking about the audience you're talking to. That's what this entire discussion has been about. New prospects versus old prospects. Okay, so let me help you. I am thoroughly aware that everyone usually starts with a product, which is why I said all of you need to study Instant Customer Goldmine. I'm thoroughly aware that you guys do a lot of home presentations, which is why I haven't done a single cold market script with you guys. Not one. And why? Because there's only, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people in this entire class that are working cold market. Only 6.
Okay.
I will work with them because they're going to have more, as long as they have more dials than everybody else in here. They have more dials than everybody else. They're working cold market. I will work with them. If they're working cold market and they have zeros, they haven't made any dials, they're not working. They're thinking about cold market, but they're not working cold market. So I'm helping you work your process. And what I'm helping you to discern is what audience you're actually talking to. You're talking to old people. Old people do not build your business. Talk to new.
Okay.
How did you get the original, and again, you guys all need to think about this. If you're constantly giving away your product at wholesale, are we really building a business? It's something to think about. Is it because you don't think you can sell at retail? Is it because you don't think someone will buy at retail? Why are we giving away those profits? Can they have an auto ship retail customer? No, it's just something I want you all to think about. I don't want you to talk about it afterwards either.
No, they can't, Danny.
Okay, cool. So are all of these people that for example, these 20 that you invited on this conference call, are these people, Katie, by the way, you're doing an awesome job. I appreciate you so much, and I appreciate you giving me this information. So these 20 people that were on the call, are they all on auto ships? Are they all on auto ships?
Probably half are and half aren't.
Okay, so perfect, which means that half are not even wholesale users. You just gave them a discount. Right? So they're not even on an auto ship.
Right, they get a discount. We do make something on it, and we get bonuses from that. I don't feel like we're giving product away, Danny, having wholesale members.
Listen to me.
You can't live your life according to your feelings.
Okay.
Okay? Don't be directed by your feelings. 94% of everyone in Young Living makes $1 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you want to build your business on?
No.
You want to sign people up knowing they're only going to make $1 a month?
No.
No. Okay. So I'm just asking you to think it through. So if you guys are going to sign people up and give your product away wholesale, okay, you're giving it to them. I know you make something on it, but what happens if you sell it retail?
Mm-hmm.
Do you make more if you sell it retail?
Sometimes we do, but if you're not structuring your, you can't build under retail customers. So you can build under wholesale members and build legs
no
and get
way.
The bonuses that way.
So you mean you can build a wholesale user, someone that actually wants to make money, right?
Yes.
Right. So not everyone we sign up as a wholesale user wants to make money, right?
Correct. Yes.
Correct. Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So with everything we just talked about, when we're talking about the numbers, okay, we're talking about new people that we're talking to. Okay. So there's like two ways to build your business. All right. The fresh new is where growth comes from. The conference call that you're doing is just maintaining your existing, which is an important activity to do. Does it need to be 1 hour? No. Does it need to be an hour prep? No. I would spend more time recruiting more people to the call than I would spending an hour doing research of information you already have. You already know your product.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take time like that. There's not a need for it. Cut that time down. Then an hour perhaps is too long. Do you have any idea how many people are on at the beginning of the call versus the end of the call? So when you look at that call,
yes.
It's like, when am I losing people, right? When are people dropping off?
Yes.
Okay.
Around 40 minutes. Maybe some drop off when we start doing the business part.
Okay. So look at this. This is beautiful. So if 40 minutes is about when they drop off, when it comes to doing a presentation, you want people wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
So 30 minutes might be your sweet spot. 30 minute quick bam might be your sweet spot. Because then that leaves them wanting more information. They got a lot. They got their whistle wet. Like, oh, this is awesome. Oh, call's all done. Like, whoa, wait. Now they are on that website. Now they're trying to find more information. Now they're going to call you. If you're overloading them with product knowledge, they're getting bored. They're getting distracted. They got other things to do. You might end up with more people coming onto those calls if they're not as long. Just something to think about, something to test, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So when you look at the people who are going on these calls, okay, how many fresh people am I bringing in front of that? Because, again, those are two activities. One is retaining business. The other is getting new business. So we can all get confused and have our focus on the 19% of the time, right? And we spend 80% of our time training our customers about the product instead of spending 80% of our time getting new customers on the product. Make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So that conference call I would call not a presentation, but that is a retention and training of the product to our existing customers. It is an important activity. But we cannot confuse that activity with building our business. That's just maintaining our business, and sometimes we get a little bit of business from that. That's talking to the old. That is not talking to the new.
Yes.
So if you're going to, your husband's doing a 15-minute, here's how you make money with Young Living, guess what? He could make that into a 15-minute full presentation. I've seen actually 4-minute presentations close people on a $4,000 package. 4 minutes.
Hmm.
A 4-minute sizzle call where it's 4 minutes. It goes through the company, product, compensation, and how to get started and tells them what the price is to get started.
and bam, they are able to close someone on a $4,000 package with just a 4-minute presentation. Okay?
Wow.
So, So what you could do, if you cut your thing down to 30 minutes, you're only going to highlight a few products, right? And then at the very end, the last 2-3 minutes maybe, tell stories of people that started referring. Just tell stories. Tell tell your stories. You know, we're making an extra X amount per week because we started talking to people like you about the importance of these oils. Do you know anyone that needs a better understanding of these oils? Do you know anyone that could benefit from this product? Okay? And this is how much so-and-so is making. I got them started a month ago, and they've increased. They're not only having their product pay for itself, but they're also making an extra $1,000 a month. So you start telling stories, and that starts seeding, if you will. That starts planting seed that there's a money-making opportunity with these oils.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm saying you can make that more efficient, right? You can make that more efficient. And the stories are the most important part of it, and how much money they're making is the most important part of it. Okay? So,
yes.
And you don't have to tell the big Krista Smith story because no one believes that anyway. Do you know what I mean? Krista Smith story is they don't. It's complete. They don't. They don't believe in it. But if you're making an extra $50 a week, they're like, what? I could use an extra $50 a week. If it's making an extra $1,000 a month, like, whoa, that's my house payment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so you can say that. You know, someone's
right.
making an extra $1,000 a month that she's making her house payment with. You know, I've got Sally. Sally's making an extra $200 a week. That's paying for her groceries now. So you tie it to those amounts that that person on the phone can actually relate to. Because when I hear a woman with 15 kids is making $1 million a year, they're like, yeah, whatever. You're lying your butt off. I don't believe it. And they can't relate to it. They can't relate
right.
to 15 children.
Right.
And they can't relate to $1 million a year. But they can relate to Susie, who's making an extra $250 a week that now is making her mortgage payment and has relieved her and her husband from that kind of financial pressure simply by sharing the oils mm-hmm. with people, just how we just shared them
mm-hmm.
with you. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Makes sense?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes,
all right.
It does.
So,
yes, it does.
Okay. So now you've got two parts of your business that you need to be paying attention to, okay? You need to spend more time bringing new people to the presentation more than just getting the old people to the presentation. The old meaning the ones that are already wholesale users hoping they'll order more. No, honey. We got to close the new on ordering something. And we're going to keep the old engaged. This is, again, expose, involve, and upgrade. As soon as you guys start focusing on those particular products, all of this is going to click in your head. And you're going to go, oh, this is so easy and fun. Okay. All right. So let's focus on the
okay.
eight. Remember, you talked to eight. Okay.
Yeah.
Getting them in front of a presentation. Whether I don't know what
okay.
your presentation is. You send them to the website. And again, this is for your product. Are you bringing them to your home for a presentation? Are you sending them to somebody else's home for
mm-hmm.
a presentation? Is it a webinar? Okay, what is the presentation? Now, I'm using the script. I'm going to form them. I'm going to invite them, whether it's the practice script, a test market. We're doing a local test market in the area. I would love to get your opinion script. Okay, just pick one and use that one. Use that one over
okay.
and over again. Bring that person, just like we talked about in the prospecting class, form them, find their strengths, interests, needs, and goals. Bring them over, whether, again, will you test something out for me? I want you to test this oil out. Don't even say oil on the phone, but when you get in front of them, will you test this out for me? And it's not
okay.
giving them a sample.
Okay.
It's not a sample. Don't need to give a sample. They pay for the test.
Yes.
Look at you. They pay for it.
Writing everything down.
Writing everything down.
Good. Okay, and then you have the MP3 of this, so you're going to be fine. No, you don't. You're not a Smarter Networker Pro member. You need the MP3 of this. Okay, so.
Yeah, I need it. I need to figure out how to get
yes.
it. I'll call today and get it.
I'll call today and get it.
Yeah, definitely. Or you can just send an email support at DannyJohnson.com and just say, how do I get my MP3?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right. All right. So now you're going to focus on talking to more new people, putting them
yeah.
on
whatever your presentation is for your product, okay, whatever that presentation is, okay? Once you get them into that presentation, now let me tell you why your closing isn't happening. It's because you're not closing. So when you get them in that presentation, now what I want you to do is turn to page 22. Okay. Never mind, 24. Okay. 24 is 24. The script for you guys. 24? Yeah.
And when you say closing them, you mean on the business, Danny. You don't mean as
no, closing on your
product.
No, closing on your product.
Oh, okay. I do. I close pretty well on the product.
You do?
I do.
Awesome. I'm proud of you.
That's awesome. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Danny.
Okay,
I have to do more presentations.
Yeah, you need to talk to more new people. You're talking to the wrong audience. You're spending most of your time with the wrong people.
Okay.
Okay. That's all. Okay, hold on. I'm looking for something.
Thanks.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm trying to find something really quick for you guys. What's your closing script that you use?
I use some of Sarah Harnish's from Game Plan and Slightly Different.
Okay.
Something I got from another young diamond. Put it together. And we share that in our group.
Okay. Why don't you use that script on me right now? I will be surprised if it's not my script that's been modified. Go ahead.
Oh.
So what did I just see?
I'm sorry. Say that again, Danny.
What did I just see? Like, I'm your prospect, right?
Okay.
Did I see a group presentation? Did I see a webinar? Did I go to a website? Tell me what I saw.
Yes, you came to my house or I came to your house. And you saw a presentation on the premium starter kit and some of the Thieves products.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I just saw a presentation. Okay.
All right. I'm pulling it up here. Okay, the close.
Do you read this close in front of them? Do you have it printed out?
I do. I do. I read it in front of them.
Very proud of you.
Sometimes
Good
I go.
Job.
Okay, I go off script a little bit, but it's what I use.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Okay. Listen. If you're going to use a script, which everyone needs to use a script, you do need to read it in front of the prospect. There is a psychological reason why you want to read it in front of the prospect.
Okay.
What does that communicate to the prospect?
That they can do it too?
Exactly. All they have to do is read. It's not based on your personality. It's not based on personality. So they're like, she's just reading a script. This is easy. Do you understand? So that's what happens. So again, the psychological process in every prospect is it simple? Does it work? Can I do it? So when they see you sticking and reading a script, they're like, I can do that.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and read me your script.
Okay. I share Young Living oils, skincare products, supplements, and cleaners because they've made a world of difference in our lives. My family is healthier, and I know I'm building up our bodies and spirits for whatever God has for us in this life. I also have people in my extended family who've gotten really sick from chemical toxicity. I've seen people die from cancer. We all have. The number two cause of death in the United States is cancer. The American Cancer Society
says... I'm going to pause you right here.
Hold on.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt
you. That's
okay. Is this your presentation or is this your close?
This is kind of my close. This is a kind of a close.
This is not a close at all. This is a presentation.
Okay.
This is not a close at all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me see this.
after a presentation is done, you do not keep selling. And you're
okay.
selling me.
Okay.
Right there. All of that you're just reading me is selling me. Okay? So let me play around with something here really quick. You just saw, let me do this. Okay, I'm going to do this. Let's pretend that you're in my house, okay, and we just
did a
presentation. You just saw my presentation for the oils, okay, and now let me walk you through this. You ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Katie?
Yeah.
What did you like about what you just saw?
Danny, I like that I can use certain products in my own home to take care of my family. It gives me that kind of independence, and I don't have to go to a doctor necessarily every time I ordinarily would. And I like the fact that there aren't chemicals in them.
Tell me more about that, Katie.
Well, I know a lot of people are getting sick, really sick from all the junk that they're taking, you know, pharmaceuticals that are maybe unnecessary at times. And if God has given us plants to use, then I really like the idea of learning how to use them.
Okay, great. Welcome aboard. Are you ready to be able to be independent and use products that are healthy with no chemicals, no pharmaceuticals, that are healthy that you can keep in your home for your family so that your family does not get sick?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Welcome aboard.
I'm ready.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Katie, that's a close.
Okay.
Okay.
And
I got a shirt in mind.
I got a shirt.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I did.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Just hold on. Yeah. Okay. So I asked you a question. What did you like about what you just saw? And you sold me why the oils are important to you. My second question was tell me more about that. You sold me again on what you liked about the oils and what was important to you. Okay?
Yes.
Yes.
So then I asked you the last question. So are you ready? And all I did was repeat to you what you told me. Katie, so are you ready? To use certain products in your own home and be independent of having to go to the doctor all the time, giving your family what you know is chemical-free and pharmaceutical-free so that they're not getting sick like everybody else. Those were the words you told me that you liked about the products. So all I did was repeat those words right back to you.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I said, welcome aboard. Let's get your order placed.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Danny. Thank you.
So in the script that you were reading, you're selling me again.
Yeah.
You already did this long presentation and now you're selling me more.
Okay.
let the prospects sell themselves. Let the prospects sell themselves. So here, I want to test this with you. Okay. So let's keep going. So I asked you what you liked about what you saw. You told me all this stuff, and here's my next answer. The next step is to try our product and let your body tell whether or not it works. And at that point, you will know if this is something you can really get behind. They have a risk-free trial. Most people start off with our product one pack, our basic whatever. Okay, so what is the basic pack that you... I'm pausing. Whatever your basic pack is, most people start off with that, which is our most popular, and it's only X price.
So if you'd like, we can get your we can get the order department on the line right now so that we can get your order placed so you can have that product in your hands as soon as possible. Then I'd suggest getting familiar with our support. Never mind, you wouldn't use that part because you're not wanting them to get involved in any marketing or training or any of that stuff. Oh, this is exciting. All right, I think I'm going to hold on a minute. This is awesome. I am loving that I'm working with you guys right now. Okay, so here's the script that I want everybody to use. It's very simple. So you're going to use the script on page 22, and you're going to ask the first two questions. Okay, what did you like about what you saw? Okay. Tell me more about that. So if it was a conference call, you call back. Because, so for example, you call back those people that you had on the conference call, and you have to ask them the question. What did you like about what you just heard? If it was a conference call that they heard, right? Tell me more about that.
Yeah.
Okay. The next step is to try the product. So you can, and then you repeat back to them what they said. Okay. So, hold on. What did you like about what you saw or heard if it was a phone call? Tell me more about that. So they just finished selling you that they want it. So now you say, great. In fact, the next step is, what's your address? What address do you want it to be shipped to? Sorry, I'm creating a script on the fly for you guys specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-huh. What did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. Okay. And then it is, what address? Awesome. Hold on. No, I got it. This is so awesome. I'm so excited about this. Okay, tell me more about what you saw. I mean, what did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. Okay. So here's the third question. It's going to be a version of question five. And that's going to be, with the way you're currently living and your current process for health, forget it. We don't even have to ask that question. Never mind. Don't even have to ask that question. Not at all. So these would be my questions that I would do. Yep. What did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. What address do you want this shipped to?
Okay.
Which oils? And you simply can say, okay, let me ask you this. In your presentation, did you present to them a package that they could purchase?
Yes, a package and then a couple other additional products that they can add to it.
Okay, cool. So you had a package. How much was that package?
$160.
Easy. Easy breezy. Okay, cool. So then, all right, awesome. So that's how it'd be. What did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. And then the next answer is, what address would you like your oil sent to so that, and then you repeat what they told you they liked about the product.
Okay,
so let me run you through it. All right? So you already gave me the answer. What did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. Now I'm going to say this. Great. What address, Katie, would you like this sent to so that you no longer put harmful chemicals and pharmaceuticals into your family, that you can have that full feeling of independence knowing you are using what God created from the earth to plant into your body to heal itself? so that you can feel better about making sure that you are shielding your children from getting sick. Which address would you like that shipped to?
Great.
Okay. So then you're going to go ahead and just give me a fake address.
Okay. 1234 Smith Street, Grand Rapids, Michigan. 12345.
All right. And is there anything else that you wanted to add to that basic package? How about
yes,
this?
I really like the thieves kit.
The thieves kit? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me why.
It just seems like a further, I'm ready to go like gung-ho. I want to clean everything well. I want healthy soaps in my house and got all this junk that I want to get rid of. So I'm just ready. I'm ready to dive in. I like the thieves kit also, and especially the toothpaste you told me about.
Oh, okay. All right. Anything else? Anything else that appeals to you?
I think that's it for now. I think that's good for now. I'd like to get started with that.
Okay. Awesome. All right. How do you want to take care of this? Visa starts with a 4.
Yes, Visa's good. I'll use my Visa card.
Good. Okay, cool. All right. Awesome. All right. Okay.
Thanks.
So, Katie, this package will be arriving in how many days, Katie? Tell me.
10 days. A week to 10 days.
Package. Okay. The package will arrive within the next week to 10 days. And so what I'm going to do is I will call you the day that you get it because I want to make sure that you've got it, that everything is perfect, and to get you started to make sure you're using it right. Okay?
Great. Thanks.
I can't wait to see how you and your family is going to feel.
Thanks, Danny.
All right. So look, this
Me
is
too.
How fast that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So question one for the close is, what did you like about what you just saw? If it's a live face-to-face presentation, if it was a conference call, it's what did you like about what you just heard? Question two, and again, this is off of page 22. Tell me more about that. Okay. Then,
okay.
What address, great. What address would you like this shipped to so that you can feel more independent, staying away from the doctor, giving your family chemical-free and pharmaceutical-free options to prevent them from getting sick and helping them if they are already sick? Which address do you want that going to? So now, again, I repeated what you told me, your main things that you loved, right? And so you gave me the address, and then the next question is, was there anything else that you saw that you would like to add? Don't say, is there anything else that you would be interested in? And don't say, are you sure you don't want the thieves pack? Because the thieves pack is good at da-da-da-da-da. Now you're talking them out of the sale. Okay? You talked yourself into, I don't know if you saw this, but you talked yourself into the thieves package because I simply asked this question. Was there anything else that you saw that you would like to add to this order? Yes, Danny, the thieves package. Really, tell me more about that. And you sold yourself on the thieves package.
Hmm.
Okay. Great.
Yes.
Next question. How do you want to take care of this? Visa? Check. Bam. It'll be here in the 7 to 10 days. I'm going to call you on the 7th day to see if it came in. If it hasn't, then I'll call you on the 10th to make sure that you're using it right and that you're happy with everything. Got it?
Great. Yes.
Great. There you guys go. I'm going to be creating a script for, in fact, there's scripts inside of Instant Customer Goldmine, and I'm sure it sounds just like the one I just did. It's just been a long time since I've coached anybody on it. Okay, so First question, what did you like about what you saw? Second question, tell me more about that. Third question, what address do you want this shipped to? Fourth question, and again, on the third question, what address do you want this shipped to? And again, that third question of what address you want it, and then in parentheses, it's repeat what they told you they liked about the product. Not your version of it. Repeat exactly what they said. Okay? Fourth, is there anything that you saw here that you would like to add to this order? They might say, in your case, you said, yeah, I like that thieves packet. Really? Tell me more about that. So if they give you what that is, like something else that they want to add to it, tell me more about that. Now they're selling themselves on it. Or another question you could ask is, what else intrigued you about what you saw with these oils? That's a better question. What else intrigued you about these oils? What else did you see in what we talked about with all these different oils was intriguing to you?
Okay.
Okay. What else intrigued you? What else did you see in these other oils that intrigued you? Bam, which is pretty much the question that I asked you. You said the thieves pack versus would you like to add anything else to the order? Because that don't use the first question, that question I gave you of would you like to add anything else to the order, because they can say yes or no to that. So we're going to ask them an open-ended question, and the open-ended question is what else intrigued you that you saw with all of these oils? What other oils intrigued you? You can even say that. What other oils that you saw here were intriguing to you? There you go. What other oils were intriguing to you? Cool. Tell me more about that. Right? Then it's tell me more about that. Awesome. Awesome.
Great. Awesome, Danny. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So this is where you can see that's about a 5-minute close max. It's more like 2 minutes. It's super short.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Versus that thing you were about to read to me. Lord have mercy. Oh my gosh. Everybody, listen. You guys are gonna rapidly increase your closing ratios on this script. Oh my gosh. This is gonna get crazy. You guys are going to be so good at it that we can't possibly stop you from getting in front of people. All right, so again, I'm going to go through it again. Number one, the question is, what did you like about what you just saw? Do not keep talking. Do not tell them how excited you are about the oils. Do not continue to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
When they say to you, let me give you an example, Katie. Okay, this is what we cannot do. So let's go ahead and go through it one more time, okay? Let me show you how to screw the whole thing up. All right, so
okay.
Katie, what did you like about what you saw?
I really loved the option to have a non-pharmaceutical way of caring for my family in my home. I think
oh my gosh, Katie,
it's just wonderful.
Me too. Oh man, Katie, it is so wonderful, which is why I like that thieves thing. And you know what? It's been incredible. I have not brought my kids to the doctor, and it's just been so awesome because I just feel so much better as a mother that I'm really providing great stuff for my kids. This is why I love even the lavender, man. It helps me sleep better. And the thieves, you know, I always keep that. In fact, the thieves spray I actually put in my throat. It's like really incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Stocking.
Exactly. And now I'm selling you again. I'm selling you.
Yeah.
If I sell you, then I have to keep selling you. But if you, the prospect, sells you, they'll keep selling you.
Aww.
So selling.
That makes sense.
Again, people love to buy. They hate to be sold. We all love to buy.
Mm-hmm.
We hate to be sold. So in this case, if I'm asking you what you like about it and then tell me more about that, you're selling me.
I'm buying. That prospect is buying. Because we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Makes
all
sense.
Right, so,
I get it.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes. Yes. All right. So what did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. What else did you see with these oils that intrigued you? Sorry, number three was not that. Great. What's the address that you would like that shipped to so that you can? And then repeat what they loved about the product. What else has intrigued you that you saw in these oils? Tell me more about that. Great. How do you want to take care of this? All right. And then we set the appointment for the follow-up. Okay. And then, you know, after they leave and it's all done, then what happens is that you want to write a thank you card that night, Katie. That night, I want you to write a thank you card. And because you formed this prospect properly, you're actually going to write things in the card that have to do with them, not what has to do with you or not with you being excited about them being a customer. It's a thank you. It's a thanks for spending time. I really love getting to hear about your son's soccer game. I really love hearing about how passionate you are of providing chemical-free and pharmaceutical-free health to your children, and that you're such a good mother that you care about preventing them from going to the doctor and being sick. You're an amazing person. Thanks so much for your time. I look forward to working with you and hearing the stories that come from your household. Okay? That's a thank you card that is written all about the prospect. Versus this. This is a bad thank you card. Thank you so much for buying my product. I'm so excited about you trying these oils and the many more oils that you're going to try. Thank you for being a customer. I appreciate you. That is a bad thank you card. That thank you card is all about me. Right? That thank you card is all about me and what I like about my business. The first thank you card example was all about that prospect and edifying that prospect, telling them what you admire about that prospect. Awesome. This is rich. Today was a rich, rich call. And by the way, that's how every script in this script book ever got created. What we just did. And we'll get this one in print. In fact, I think I'm going to develop an entire training system around this model. Awesome. Okay. Now, if you have more than one person in that presentation, you're just going to go around to have the people in a group and just say, what did you like about what you just heard? Then you go to the second person. I mean, you ask the next question. Tell me more about that. You're taking notes on what they're saying. The next person, what did you like about what you just heard? Tell me more about that. You're taking notes on what they're saying. You go to your third guest. What did you like about what you just heard? Tell me more about that. Great. Well, ladies, you all simply just said, and you just touch on each one that they said, right, real quickly. So which address would you like this sent to? In fact, here's a form. Go ahead and fill it out. So now you hand them an order form, right? If you do that, do you guys have order forms? Is that how you fill it? Is that how you do it?
We can. Usually we just go online and we sign them up that way. But it can't be done that
right.
way with a form.
Yeah, if I've got a group, right, I want them filling out their own form. I'll be taking 2 minutes of people's time if I'm inputting everyone's individually. Does that make sense?
Okay, good. Yes, absolutely.
If I tell them to get on their smartphone, now they got text messages and emails they're checking. So I don't want them to get on their smartphone, right? So I'm going to hand them an order form right here. Here's the form. Just go ahead and put your address and your name in the top of it. And you have 3 separate forms for each one of them to fill out. And then that next question. So, Barbara, what else intrigued you about all of the oils that you saw there? Now, here's what's powerful about a group presentation is that each one of them are telling you what they liked about the product, and it actually tips the other one. They didn't even think about what the other one said. Meaning, okay, let's say that Katie says what you said, right? But then right next to you is Barbara, and Barbara says, oh my gosh, the opportunity to be able to be pain-free and using something that's non-pharmaceutical for pain, that'd be amazing. And she's like, I didn't even think about that. I got back pain. I need that one too. You see what I'm saying? You let the prospects sell the other prospects. That's what's happening in that group setting. Is the prospects are selling each other based on what they're saying they liked about what they just heard. And let's say that Tammy says, oh my goodness, you know what? I lack sleep all the time. And the fact that lavender can help with that, yeah, I need that too. And then, you know, Barbara's like, shoot, I lack sleep too. I think I need that one also. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what it is it's peer selling. It's the same thing that happens with reviews on a website where people want to go and see what other people think about it. They don't want to hear what the salesperson has to say about it, but they want to hear about what the peers think about it. Make sense? So in that group setting, we're going to hand – Katie, are you still with me?
I don't hear Katie.
Carrie, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here. Looks like Katie disconnected.
Okay. Oh, sad. Okay, no worries. I'm going to disconnect here in a couple minutes. So in that group setting, you want the peers selling, not the distributors, but the guests, right, as you're asking these questions. And then now the guests are influencing the other people to add more products to that list. So you're simply just going to go through the same closing script. But at the same time, everyone's filling out their own order form. And then you're going to ask that next question of, okay, was there anything else that you heard that was intriguing to you? What other oils were intriguing to you that you saw tonight? All right. Well, each one of those peers is going to answer that question differently, which again, they're influencing each other to buy. Great. Just go ahead and add that to your order form. And you don't have to tell them how they're going to take care of it because the order form has the place where they put their credit card. And all those women are used to putting their credit card down into something. All right, man, what a rich day. Rich, 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 rich call. Guys, here's what I would love. I'll spend a little bit of time on Facebook this afternoon and not this evening because I'm teaching another class this evening, but maybe even tomorrow morning. Can I hear from you? Will you please come to go to the Smarter Networker, not the private group, but I want you to go to the Smarter Networker page. Go to the Smarter Networker. No, why don't you come over to, I'm sorry, either one, whatever one you want to go to. Come to the Danny Johnson page, my Facebook page, and please just write on my wall and tell me what this class is doing for you. And if you prefer to use the Smarter Networker page, you can use that one also. But the one that I pay the most attention to, actually 99% of the time, is the Danny Johnson page. So if you can you do that? Just even as we're about to hang up, can you please tell me if what we're doing is helpful? Can you tell me what you're getting out of it? The other thing I want you to do is I want you to share your sprouts with me on the Danny Johnson page. So if you come over to my page, it's Danny Johnson Live. And just write on my wall. Leave me a comment. Write me a book if you want to. Meaning write me, you know, what this is all doing for you. Can you please come over there and do that now for me? That would be really, really helpful. I want to make sure that I'm serving you guys in the best way that I can. I feel in my spirit that we are onto something so massive. I feel like an entire training system is being developed to help you guys become professionals, to save you time, to really develop you guys to be focusing in the areas that are the most beneficial for your business and for your time, but most importantly, for your people that you're getting started in your business, so that you and your people are not spinning your wheels with activities that are just wasting time, but that you guys are going to become incredibly efficient. I mean, look at this close that we just created. This is a quick 5-minute close versus reading some long-ass close and continuing to talk, and now the presentation is 3 hours. No one has that kind of time. We want to get all of our presentations and our conversations down to a minimum so we can get to more people. There's millions of lives that need to be changed through your business model. And we can't do it if we're taking so much time, like 5 hours as we were working earlier, 5 hours to have 3 conversations. Come on, guys. It's not duplicatable. But what is duplicatable is in and out. That is duplicatable. And the person that's watching it going, I can do that. I got that much time, but they don't have hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of time. So let's help each other become incredibly efficient. And I'm really excited about this. So if you will, please come over right now to Danny Johnson Live on Facebook. And please write me right on my wall what this is doing for you. I could use that encouragement from you to make sure that we're going in the right direction together. And again, I want you to share your sprouts. I want you to share what you gained out of today's class right on there. And remember, you guys have a homework assignment coming at you Friday by 12 o'clock Central. Put a note in an alert in your phone to remind you to check your email so that you're aware that's what it is. You'll see what it's going to ask you to do. And it's, again, it's reporting some of your numbers. You got some clarity today on numbers too. But that homework assignment is due February 4th before midnight. So if your workday ends Friday night, then send it Friday night. If your workday ends on Saturday, then send it on Saturday. Whenever your workday ends, go ahead and send that email to us. Make sure it's not late. Okay? And how do you know if your email has been received? Because you're filling out a survey. That's how we're doing it, so that we can aggregate it very simply. Though it doesn't take 40 hours to get me the information, because that's what it would if it wasn't set this way. So it's in SurveyMonkey, and in that survey, it'll say your survey has been completed. Okay, so that's how you know whether or not we got it, because it instantly alerts us that you sent it to us. All right, so that's how you know if your homework assignment was actually sent in. So again, it will say something to the effect of, thank you for your survey. I think it says something like that. And then you know I got it at that point, okay? God bless you guys. I am so excited about the work we're going to do together. I'm so excited about your hunger. I'm so excited about the progress that was made in just 36 hours, 48 hours. Really, really proud of you. Really proud of you. This is going to be exciting, and we're going to have some amazing things that we're going to do together, and we're going to change a lot of lives together. So let's open up the lines, Carrie. Everybody, goodbye. Have an awesome rest of the day. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.